This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Nuestro mundo loco. Translated, that means our crazy world. And it is our crazy world indeed. It is a crazy world that we have allowed. And I'm going to play a clip from you of a woman who's going out to the number one Mexican restaurant in the country. That would be Taco Bell. Which, by the way, tells you just how crazy the world is if you believe that Taco Bell is the number one Mexican restaurant in America. Okay? That should give you some indication of how bad things have gotten. But this is a woman, a black chick, and her boyfriend, husband, whatever, companion, is filming her merely wanting to get a meal at a Taco Bell in Hialeah, Florida. And here's the first part of her discussion. I cut it into two pieces because I think it's worthy of just understanding the issue here. And there's the second part. I want to delve into something a little bit different about this particular encounter. But here is the first part.
You have a manager here.
She trying that on. She's trying me on purpose. You see this?
Yeah.
Right. Ma'am, so no
house.
Nobody here speak English. Nobody in the back speak English. So you can't take my order. You won't understand what I'm saying? But you speak something though. Yeah, but I'm wanna order food.
No, no hay nadie que hable inglés.
Yo.
Mi vida, tengo carro atrás.
No, I want to order. You're not going to tell me to leave and I want to order.
En la 29, 29 Avenue.
Well, the line's going to be held up because I want to order. And you're telling me... Well, they won't get their food because I want to order.
She called the police.
I'm trying to order and she's telling me I can't order because she don't speak English. Who's wrong? What did I do wrong? Hello?
Now, here's what's funny about this. By the way, welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. We're talking about nuestro mundo loco, our crazy world. And if you don't understand what I just said, you better check yourself. You need to check your Mexican. You better go get some Mexican at the university and come back where you can understand what a brother trying to tell you. Your hermano. That's brother. Okay, ese? Yeah, so this black chick wants to order food. And she tried to order at the window, you know, the thing, the little kiosk where they talk back to you. She couldn't understand it, so she goes up to the window to say, hey, look, I just want to order food. And the girl who's working there says, I only speak Spanish. He says, well, then get a manager. No, we all only speak Spanish. So how are you satisfying your client base? Does everybody there speak Spanish? I don't think so. And then get this. This is what really gets me about this. Just part one. She says, they're calling the cops on me. Now, this is a woman who's gone to Taco Bell to order food. The best Mexican restaurant in America, right? Because she wants some good quality Mexican food. Then she goes to Taco Bell, wants to order food. And because the woman can't understand her, she says, I'm going to call the cops on you because you're holding up everybody else. And the girl's going, how am I holding up everybody else when I haven't even gotten service? All right. Now let's play part two.
Kind of order. Okay, but I want to order food.
Hay nadie que hable inglés. Te puedes mover, por favor.
This doesn't make any sense.
No hay nadie que hable inglés.
You're not making any sense.
Okay, te llamo la policía.
Call the police. I didn't do nothing. I'm trying to order food. Okay, but I want to order food. And you're telling me you can't order my food because you don't speak English. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't mean nothing because this is Hialeah. But this is America. Y'all don't take over the whole population.
Okay,
excuse me. I'm trying to order food. And
no hay nadie que hable inglés.
Now, I stopped it there because that black chick said something very interesting, and I know you caught it. She said, I don't care if this is Hialeah. This is America. Now, you may have missed that. I don't think you did, because you'd have to be obtuse. But here's what you might have missed. This is a sister. And she's saying, look, Mexicana, I'm ordering in America. This is my country. What are you talking about? I got to order in another language. Now, that's a big deal. That tells you that people understand that this is our country. Why are you forcing me to adapt to your rules in my country? Now, she may not hold her hand over her heart. She may have a whole different meaning when it gets down to Black Lives Matter and all this. But at this issue, which, by the way, is a big issue, immigration, she gets it. And this video went viral. So don't think just a few people are understanding this. Black folks all around the country are watching this video going, what are you talking about? I got to learn how to speak Spanish. I ain't going nowhere. I got to learn how to speak Spanish. Man, shoot, I got no problem trying to speak English. And that's what's going on. That's base level. That's why this is an important story. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it is. So I want you to reflect back on Donald Trump and his immigration platform. You could go back to the very beginning when he said, hey, they're bringing in a bunch of, drug dealers and child, sex traffickers, women abusers and what have you, gang members and people. The left tried to make hay with it. And then he says, look, you need to come in here and learn our culture and not try to make us learn yours. That's what's making America great. Make America great again. America first. You've seen Chris Harris from Unhyphenated Native America, one of my proteges, argue that, what are you talking about? We need to be learning Spanish or whatever. If you want to learn Spanish, learn it. It's good to learn a second language, but don't force me to do it. English is the one language spoken all over the world. You want to come to America and not speak it. That's ridiculous. That's why we started Unhyphenated America. So, folks, this is a big deal. This shows you that all the beating up of Trump they tried to do on the left, and you boil it down, and there are people out there going, uh-uh. See, I get it. Now I'm beginning to understand it. Now I'm beginning to understand Make America Great Again. Because we have people that have come across the border, refuse to learn our language, working openly in the number one restaurant, Mexican restaurant in the country, Taco Bell. Taco Bell hired them. Somebody did this. They've broken all kinds of laws. And we're supposed to put up with it. We're supposed to tolerate it. Welcome, everybody. Listen to Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Monkeypox. Have you heard of this? Monkeypox, P-O-X, like smallpox, chickenpox, monkeypox. Chickenpox. Do cowards get mad when people say chickenpox? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We make fun of the news, but in an entertaining way, and quite frankly, in a way that makes you learn. Oh, yes, indeed. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Speak with the professor. That would be me, the chancellor. Or you can write to us, kjradio.com. Just find the contact information and get it to us. You want to be a part of this? Come on, join. We'd love to have you. Get off the bench. Come on, get in the game. This is going to be, right now, this is a fun time to be involved with us as an organization. I'm not talking about paying you. I'm talking about you volunteering to do something. We will put you to work. And the more specific in what you want to do, Kevin, I'd like to cut clips. I'd like to find out, you know, I get a lot of clips out there. I see stuff. Okay, great. Kevin, I'm a great researcher. I know, you know, I know all the news is coming up. Kevin, I'm a decent writer. I'm a great editor. We need it all. I would love, let me tell you, I wish I had the budget to hire every one of you and pay you half of minimum wage. Why? Why should they get paid more than you guys? Yeah, my producers are shaking their head going, yeah, see? Kevin's looking out for us. I am. No, I would love to hire you and pay you all $100,000 a year and let you work 4 hours a week. And, you know, whatever, be like leftists. But I don't have that kind of coin. And you know you wouldn't take it anyway. You would be like, Kevin, let me get this straight. You're going to hire me for $100,000 a year. I'm going to work 4 hours a week. And they go, yeah. And you go, so that's like 200 hours a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be making like $5,000 an hour. Right. Okay. No, because I'm going to tell you what. I'd sign up. I would be a stone cold leftist right then and there. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Monkeypox is being discussed. And when I saw monkeypox, the first thing that came to my mind was, why is the NAACP not all over this? Monkeypox. I mean, why didn't they call it birdpox? They got bird flu. They got swine flu. Speaking of swine flu, I mean, shouldn't that offend somebody? I mean, the Colin Kaepernick would say swine flu should offend the cops, right? The pigs. There's an animal for everything. Snake oil salesman, you know, all kinds of stuff. But monkey. Oh, boy. Kevin, you didn't just go talking about a monkey, did you? Because you know that's a code word for the N-word, which is a code word for, well, the N-word. If we were in public, I mean, if we were outside of radio, I'd tell you what that means, white folks. Monkeypox. Fox News health alert. Second case of monkeypox was reported in England just 2 days after the first ever case of monkeypox was confirmed in Cornwall. The Brits have monkeypox. I wonder, does it have anything to do with Meghan Merkel? I'm just saying, they got a black royal now. If we're going to go there, how about we just go all the way? Oh, I know. It's offending some people since, but Kevin, what are you saying? Meghan Merkel's a monkey? Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying, if we have to associate blackness with monkeys, Meghan Merkel is now a royal. That's a first. They got their first two cases of monkeypox. They never had this with a white royal wedding. Why not blame it on Meghan Merkel? Monkeypox. Get this. Both patients are believed to have recently visited Nigeria, but the two cases appear unrelated. It's a rare disease, they say, monkeypox, that does not spread easily between people. It's considered mild and typically occurs in remote parts of Central and West Africa, according to the World Health Organization. Now, I saw the monkeypox graphic, and on the hands of the person that it had, it looked like they had these sort of, what do you call them? Like, you ever had, like, what's that stuff? Anyway, they look like, they were cylindrical, you know, say, 3/4 inch circles that had sort of these little viral looking, I don't know, these bacterial looking things on the edges of them. I can't remember. Ringworm. That's what I'm trying to think of. Ringworm. Thank you, man. Wow, you just earned your keep. Mm-hmm. He looked like ringworm. And on the dude's fingers, I guess maybe it was a monkey's hand because they didn't show the picture, but it looked like monkey hands. And this monkey pox, it had, you know, like the bottom of the base of the thumb on one of the index fingers, you know, in the crack of the fingers. So it had a series of these little things on them, you know, these little ringy looking things, ringworm looking things. And that was monkeypox. And they go, it's mild. I go, that may look mild to you, but I wouldn't want that on my face. I don't know what mild is. It looked pretty ugly. Anyway, they say it's mild. Here's the rest of the article. It's likely that monkeypox continues to circulate in Nigeria and therefore could affect travelers who are returning from that part of the world. However, it's very unusual to see two cases in a relatively short space of time. This is according to Dr. Nick Finn, Deputy Director of Public Health, England's National Infection Service. Now, I can only imagine if monkeypox was brought over from Mexico, what leftists would say. You know, think about it. It's coming from Africa into Britain. They call it monkeypox. What would they call it, like Javier pox or Raul pox, or what do we associate with Mexicans animal wise? Chihuahua pox? Chihuahua pox. They can run for the border. Look, two cases of monkeypox from Nigeria that related, I mean unrelated in one sense. Can you figure this out? Where were you in Nigeria? Were you around any monkeys? Where did you stay? What did you touch? I mean, I want to know. I don't want to catch monkeypox. I mean, despite being black, I don't want monkeypox. I'm just saying. I don't know what you white folks are. You may think you're immune, but it ain't. Apparently, I don't know whether these people in Britain were blacks or not. Maybe we should get the rest of the story on this. But I'm not too cool with the idea of getting monkeypox. I don't even want it for white folks. I don't want you to get monkeypox. Guilt by association. Huh? I just think this is a crazy story. And I'm saying monkeypox intentionally because I want leftists to be all upset. And I'm associating it with black folks because let me tell you, I believe the two people that went to the British that went to Nigeria and came back with monkeypox were two black folks from Britain, probably of Nigerian origin. Why don't you just tell us that? Why don't you just say, it isn't two white folks, it's two Nigerians that came back with monkeypox. Fess up. Let us know the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House with the President of Poland, who was visiting for the first time since President Trump became president. Among trade and the other topics, President Trump was asked about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault allegations from when he was in high school.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago. And that's what you have hearings for. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
A new poll released by Quinnipiac University Tuesday shows Democratic Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke down 9 points in his race against Texas Senator Ted Cruz. 54% of likely voters say they would support Cruz. Meanwhile, 45% say they would support O'Rourke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Some small businesses are scrambling to figure out how to stay afloat after a ruling by the High Court. A recent state Supreme Court decision is changing the way independent contractors are classified, and it's already having a big impact on local shops.
CBS 13's Angela Greenwood is live with more on why some fear the ruling could shut down businesses. Angela?
Yeah, Tony and Adrian, this is one business that's already feeling the impact. Bottle and Barlow, where barbers have actually quit following this ruling. It's a ruling that many fear will hurt millions of workers and also affect businesses' bottom line. The work doesn't stop at downtown Sacramento's Bottles and Barlow.
I mean, I'm still here cutting hair. You know, we're very much open.
Even if, overnight, it became a one-man shop.
I lost my entire staff.
Owner Anthony Giannotti says all seven of his barbers quit after a state Supreme Court ruling that will change the way they're employed.
Well, it doesn't just affect my business. It affects every independent contractor in the state of California.
Historically, the cosmetology industry, barbers and hairstylists, have been classified as independent contractors, but the ruling now says
cannot classify someone as an independent contractor if they offer the same service that is the primary business of the business.
So basically, a barber can no longer work in a barber shop as an independent contractor where they set their own hours and pay. Instead, they'll now have to become employees of the business on an official payroll,
which is insane for a small business like this. Like, we can't afford to have a bunch of employees. What are you going to pay them, you know, minimum wage?
Christina Rodriguez and her husband own Victory Inc. in West Sacramento, an industry full of independent contractors. She worries these new rules will put shops out of business.
They will disappear. It's not going to be sustainable for them anymore.
I mean, this goes as far as your FedEx drivers are independent contractors, your personal trainer, yoga instructors, Pilates instructors. This is going to have a huge effect on the fifth largest economy in the world.
Yep. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That's the craziness of California. They just arbitrarily said, hey, you know what? If you're in a business that's related to another business, you are no longer an independent contractor. You, business owner, now must hire these people. Now, I want you to keep in mind how this sets up. A business owner says, I'm going to open up a hair salon, and I've got me and a friend, but we're going to do six chairs. So there's two chairs filled, these two partners, and then they have four additional chairs. They've got to go out and get a building. So they're renting a building. They then go out and they buy all the equipment that goes into the building. First of all, they have to register the business and all the other rigmarole. But then they get the building, put their capital at stake. They have to start advertising. They bring their clients in who probably wait and eat and stuff at the, you know, around the area and generate other business. And they say, we have four additional chairs. And then they put out a thing that says, look, we have four open slots here if you want to rent a chair, then you can pay us X amount of dollars a month. It's your time to come in when you want. But now you don't have the overhead of the building, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's how these businesses work. Whether it's a salon, a workout studio, a tattoo shop, many businesses run on this model. It's been like this for years. And California arbitrarily says, nope, if you're related to the business, then you can't do it. Now, you could rent out your seat to an accountant and say, if you want to do your accounting in my seat, then no problem. But you can't be a barber where I'm set up with everything that would be the economies of scale for you to be a barber or a Pilates instructor or whatever it may be. I mean, it makes no common sense. None. Explain to me, what is it that the California is preventing or gaining by doing this? Now, they say, well, we're going to make you have to make these people employees. No, you're not. You're going to make people unemployed. And worse than that, here's what happens. They drive the underground economy. Because most of these barbers, you know what they do? They say, look, I can't cut your hair anymore over at Joe Schmo's shop. So come to my house. Then they get paid in cash. These people aren't going to go out and buck up and get a building. And, you know, even if he had four, this guy had seven barbers. You think those seven people are going to get together and go, hey, let's all put together, we'll form a business together and we'll all go do this. If you know the barber business, there is no way you would partner with seven people. Are you kidding? People that, you know, half of them are going to be pikers. They come and they go and they please. They wake up when they want. They make enough money to do what they do, you know, to satisfy their needs or whatever, and they're done. To decide you're going to make it a business is a whole other step. But California doesn't care. They're like, so what? We shut down X number of businesses. I mean, overnight, seven people go, we can't work here anymore. And that happened in multiple locations with multiple businesses that fit that category. Do you think Moonbeam cares? And you wonder why California leads in poverty? That's why. But here's what's interesting. While they're shutting down businesses, doing everything they can to dissuade a person from going into business for themselves, They want to solve their poverty problem, with the farce of global climate change. So Jerry Brown, Moonbeam, announced last week at the end of a climate summit that California is going to launch a satellite into space at some point to monitor the scope of man-made global warming. That's where they're going to put their money. Now, they don't call him Moonbeam for nothing. That was a nickname he got in the 70s. I mean, unbelievable. Satellites into space so they can track pollutants. You know what's interesting about this story? I'm going to save them a lot of money and time and issues. When they send this satellite up, they're going to find out that in every major city, there's a crapload of pollution. And you go 10 miles outside the city, that's all the far you need to go. And you're going to find amazing weather, amazing atmosphere. You know, it's going to be crisp, it's going to be clear. And if you were to stay there at night, you're going to breathe clean, fresh air. You're going to look up and see these strange little things called stars. That's what they're going to find. And they've already done it. You don't need to put another satellite up. There are satellites up. I've seen them. Barack Obama did one, and it had these big red plumes that were scattered around the planet. And what was funny, I want you to think about like a 3x4 foot poster, if you will, with a map of the world on it. And these dots, you know, maybe, say for the sake of discussion, 100 dots that were significant, you know, big enough, and they would be the size of an eraser. So on a 3x4 foot white paper, I want you to just take 100 eraser dots and go, and what was funny is they used this to say, look at all this terrible atmosphere you know, by looking at these red dots. And the first, if you were smart, the first thing you'd notice is look at all this wide open white space where the atmosphere is amazing. But they see the red dots and go, look at these dots. And here's what's interesting about the dots. In every place there's a dot, it's a big industrial city run by socialists, globalists, who haven't put in any prep for how they could, you know, manage these cities better. It's all their fault. But they want us to believe it's our fault. It's unbelievable. Global Action Summit. And so the idea here is they're going to try to embarrass Donald Trump. Go ahead and launch a satellite. I don't care. Look, I've even talked to conservatives. And shame on you. I've talked to conservatives that go, Kevin, come on. You got to really admit that this global climate. And I go, are you out of your mind? Admit what? There is no data. No data that makes global climate change an issue. None. It's all faked. The input of man on civilization is so minuscule. I know we think we're a big deal, but we're not. I understand my place in the world, and I understand the 7 billion, and it could be 20 billion. Our place in the world is nebulous. It does not impact this planet significantly if we had 20 billion people. It may make it difficult to move around cities and traffic jams and things. It certainly makes it bad on us, but Earth doesn't give a crap. And I've said this for years. Weather is weather. 20 million, billion people are not going to affect the ocean currents, the jet streams, none of it. I mean, you want to trash the oceans and all that, you know, fine. I mean, I think it's silly. The leftists do it, but you're not going to impact it. You're not going to impact the jet stream. You're not going to impact the next volcano. You're not going to impact the next flood or hurricane or anything else. And it's ridiculous to think so. But this is the world we live in. California leading in poverty, doing nothing about poverty, but saying, oh, if global climate change is the next big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's no winning with the left unless you obliterate them. And I know you're saying, here's Kevin talking about total destruction. I'm talking about obliteration of the left. There is no winning if anybody survives. You think I'm kidding? Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I have proof. Yeah, I'm not making up conjecture. Oh, Carol's just out there talking. I'm telling you. Give me your topic. Tell me where we've won. Tell me where we go, okay, on tax policy, you know, we crushed them. You know, like right now, Donald Trump got his tax cut. You think it's over? You think the left is going to settle for that? Even if it made sense, even if it brought, and it is, by the way, bringing billions and billions of dollars in, and it's increasing productivity and all these other great things that have occurred because of the Trump tax cuts. You think the left is going to rest on their laurels? Do you think they don't want the chaos that comes with undoing it? Come on, people, wake up. Give me your policy. I'll give you crazy. And it doesn't matter what you do, how much sense it makes, how good the person doing it is, they will try to destroy them. It doesn't matter. If a person is doing a great job, Ben Carson's doing a great job as a HUD chief. He's doing all kinds of cool things. You don't even hear about it. And they will go after him. Oh, what is he? He's just a brain surgeon. Yeah, he is. He's a brain surgeon. Pretty bright. Understands the human mind, whatever. Nope, dummy. Works for Trump. Doesn't matter how good Mnuchin is. Doesn't matter. I mean, name me a Trump policy guy. Pompeo, Secretary of State. Look at the great job this guy's doing. Man, he is implementing Donald Trump's policy worldwide. Doesn't matter. Look at trade. Donald Trump beating up the world on trade, saying, you know what? We're getting our money back. End of story. Everybody capitulating across the board. Got things in check. Trump needs to be impeached. Which brings me to Mad Max. Mad Maxine Waters. Now, you would say, okay, she wants Trump impeached. So what happens if Trump gets impeached and he's kicked out of office? It isn't going to happen. But let's just play their game. Who takes over? Mike Pence. Pence has done what? Pence is a button-up, stand-up guy. I mean, a little too buttoned up for me. I met him years ago and thought to myself, dude, relax. I mean, he kept his jacket buttoned and he moved around like a robot. And I was in like a green room or somewhere, and I think at the time he wasn't governor. He was leaving Congress to go become a governor, I believe, or run for governor. But it was around that time. That's when I met him, and I thought, a nice guy, but no big deal. And when Trump chose him as a VP, I was like, okay, whatever. It didn't matter to me. Quite honestly, I'm afraid of Prince. Pence as a VP, to be honest, because he doesn't have anywhere near the panache of Donald Trump. Nowhere close. Now, I know they say, pick somebody opposite of you, blah, blah, blah. If something happens to Trump, Pence is not our guy. I think most people realize this. But here's my point. If Trump were to be impeached or impaired in any way, and Pence were to take over, what could you complain about? He's super religious. He doesn't tweet mean-spirited things. I mean, he's pretty much a nice guy, other than he's got an R after his name. According to the left, that makes him evil. But he's pretty nice guy. But let me let you hear what Maxine Waters has to say when she's talking about how they're going to get us.
And so we have a responsibility to continue. I had a conversation here today when someone asked, but what about Pence? If you were able to impeach, Pence will be worse. And I said, look, one at a time. You knock one down, and then we'll be ready for Pence. We'll get him too. We cannot be intimidated. We cannot be made to fear anybody who would undermine our ability to have a decent quality of life.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. We cannot be intimidated by anybody who would interrupt our ability to have a decent quality of life. Really? Like 8 years of Barack Obama? I mean, people, yay, but not that many. Trust me. People are part of the leftist crowd. They just clap for no reason. If you said to me that statement and it was my guy, and it was Barack Obama, and he was a Republican, I would go, well, hey, no offense, but let me tell you something. Our guy, he interrupted our ability to have a good quality of life. We need to be looking at a change. That's what I would have said. If Donald Trump was a pig on ice, I'm talking about skating, ice skating pig. If he were an ice skating pig, I would tell you, that dude can't skate. I would be like, man, we got to get somebody that can skate up in here. I'm not going to cover for Trump. If he does well, great. If he doesn't, but what I will do is if I don't have to agree with everything he does, but I'll support his platform as long as he's moving things in the right direction. And that is unbelievably happening. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But it's bigger than that. It's not that Trump is moving things in the right direction. He's a rock star in getting this stuff done. A rock star. There's no other determination. And here's Maxine Waters saying, we need to get him, and then we will get the next person and the next person, because I'll be doggone if we're going to let this prosperity continue. That's what she's essentially saying. Unbelievable. Get this, there's an article. The 2008 bailout shouldn't have been done. This week marked 10 years since the harrowing descent into the financial crisis. This is according to the LA Times. When the huge investment bank Lehman Brothers went into bankruptcy, with the country's largest insurer, AIG, about to follow. No one was sure where the financial institution might next, which financial institution might next fall. The banking system started to freeze up. Banks typically extend short-term credit to one another for a few hundredths of a percentage point more than the cost of borrowing from the Fed. This gap exploded to 4 or 5 percentage points after the Lehman collapse. Federal Reserve Chief Bernanke, along with the Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Bank of New York President Timothy Geithner, rushed to Congress to get $700 billion to bail out the banks. If we don't do this today, we won't have an economy on Monday, is the line famously attributed to Bernanke. The trio argued to lawmakers that without the bailout, the U.S. faced a catastrophic collapse of the financial system and a second Great Depression. Now, if you guys remember, when I've talked about this, I said George Bush did Barack Obama the favor of doing this transaction, even after Obama was bashing Bush throughout the campaign, all of his policies, this and that. Bush stupidly did this deal. Now the gist of it. The article continues. Neither part of it was true. There wasn't going to be a collapse of the financial system. Wasn't going to be a Great Depression. Still, news reports on the crisis raised the prospect of empty ATMs and checks uncashed. Stories in the media about the bank runs of 1929. No such scenario was in the cards in 2008. Unlike 1929, we had an FDIC. The FDIC was created precisely to prevent the sort of bank runs that were common during the Great Depression and earlier financial panics. Look, I'm so upset about this, I can't even see straight. This is so true. We had all the safeguards in play. $700 billion wasn't going to jack with our economy to the degree that they said it would. And all that it did is it showed Barack Obama that he could go get money whenever he wanted, because they went out and just printed up fake money. And so what did Obama do? He printed $1 trillion every year that he was in office, which ran up our debt. Unbelievable. Says business carried on as normal, and most customers, unless they followed the news closely, remained unaware. The prospect of a Great Depression-style joblessness and bread lines was a scare tactic used by Bernanke, Paulson, and other proponents of the bailout. Had bank collapses been more widespread, stretching the FDIC staff thin, it's certainly possible that there would have been glitches, but it would have led to inability to access bank accounts immediately, but that inconvenience would have only lasted days, not weeks, not months. And what I said is, whatever is going to happen as a correction is what is needed as a correction. And it's like a fire hitting the forest, and it does a burn, and everybody goes, oh, it's a forest fire. And you go, yeah. But then you find out that a forest fire actually rejuvenates the forest. So there's times when you got to let things happen. And we didn't let this happen. And we should have. Because then we would have been able to figure out who's really strong, who's weak, what needs to be done, and take that next iterative step. But what did we do? We did the liberal thing. We decided to bail ourselves out with money, fake money.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.